Radiomafian tiistain tanssi-ilalta. Joo, täällä kymmeneen harvinaisen epäonninen Leena. Tietokone brakas äsken ja söi kaikki mun muistiinpanot ja äänikin on lähdössä, mutta ehkä tässä jotenkin pärjätään. Luke Slaterille ääntä riittää. Mies puhui tuossa parin biisin jälkeen ja muuten sit mukana vanhempaa ja uudempaa. Muun muassa Hellin tulevaa albumimatskua ja ihan tuore Hulkkosen Jorin Thomas Chrome remix. Ruotsista tuli toi äskeinenkin, Joel Mull ja Kari Lekebusch siinä kimpassa EP:llä Food for Thought. Lekebuschilta olisi ollut soittaa Mr. James Bath nimellä tehtyä Stealing Music-levyäkin, mutta säästetään se vaikka tuonne perjantain klubiin, ettei nyt koko aika samoja nimiä tule. Seuraavaksi uutta matskua brittiläiseltä Downwards-merkiltä Female ja Raita Seconds of Joy. Ja Seconds of Joy niminen raita epätä Human Remains Human kokoelmista ei tällä musiikin saralla ole ikinä tainnut olla kauheasti puutetta. Taas on tulossa ja jo tullutkin pari ihan mielenkiintoista tulevista. Voisi mainita ihan kohta ilmestyvän F-Commin 10-vuotiskokoelman Live and Rare. Sen nimi muistaakseni oli. Ja olevista sitten vaikka brittimerkki Bushin oman label kokiksen merkillä jo julkaistua matskua tuttuja laatunimiä ja raitoja. Mitäs se nyt oli, Woody McBride ja Thomas Schumacher ja pari raitaa Dave Clarkilta ja Felix Stallingsilta eri nimillä kylläkin. Tässä se Afrohead-klassikko In the Dark We Live. We'll be right back.
I
Tuo Planetary Assault System on Luke Slaterin artistinimistä se kaikkein klubikeskeisin. Vuonna 1988 ensimmäisen levynsä tehnyt Slater on julkaissut vuosien saatossa matskua myös nimillä Translucent, Morganistic ja Clementine, Extront, Seventh Plane ja viimeksi sitten ihan omalla nimelläänkin sekä hyvänä DJ:nä että tasostaan kiinni pitävänä tuottajana tunnettu Slater myöntää olevansa workaholic, työnarkomaani, mutta ei kylläkään ole erityisen ylpeä siitä.
There's nothing cool about it. It's, I am. Yeah, I have this, sometimes I think maybe I'm not now because, you know, I'm married now and, you know, I have a family and I like spending time with them. But really what happens is it's kind of like, I love spending time with my family, but after that time is finished, then it almost makes me even more a workaholic to want to work more because I haven't been working. So, I'm prepared to die early of a heart attack and, but the thing is, I think if in life, you know, you don't know when you're going to die, you know what I mean? You just don't know, and I'm not really one for waiting around. I'm not one for sitting around moaning about things. I'm not, you know, if I want to do something, I'll try and do it, you know, because you could be dead tomorrow. And so every day, I went through a lot of shit with drugs a long time ago. And really since then, it's kind of made me look at things in a lot of different way that you take on every day as if it's, you know, a new day. Because it's just not worth sitting around. Really, the way I work, I really like working in a way where I just write, you know, and then I store all this up, you know. And the more I store up, the more I write, you know, because I know I've got so much stored up that I can just write more. And then the really nice thing is to go back to what you've written and listen to it again in a month's time, you know. And then you can listen to maybe as if you're an outsider, you know. And then you pick and choose what you want. So, yeah. The thing was with the album, when I started writing the album, it was quite a confusing time because, I'm known for DJing, and what I play DJing is what I play. So there was always that pressure to write an album that went with the DJing, you know, a club album. I thought, yeah, well, okay, you know, I can do that, and I've done it before. But it was a fight between the logic of doing something that made sense and followed on, or doing something from your heart that didn't really make sense and didn't seem very logical, you know. And I thought, well, I'm going to go with my heart, you know, and just do it. So there were so many influences from like my past. And like film music, I'm a big fan of, you know, big fan of film music, especially when you don't actually notice it almost, you know, you watch a film and it's, you don't realise it's the music that's making you feel.
That's good.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. When you can't hear it, you know, it just creates the feeling. Some film music, you think, fucking hell, that's hideous music over this film, man. But I mean, the really good music, I'm really big fan of. And I've also, you know, I want to write along. I don't know when. I know I'm going to do it at some point. Not necessarily for a film, but just for myself. I want to write a long piece of music, probably a classical piece of music with electronics. Really based around film music, which I know I'm going to do when I've got the time to do it. You know, and that's something I've got to get out of me as well.
The song was released under your own name.
Yeah.
For a change.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do stuff as Planetary Assault Systems and...
Yeah, I'm still doing Planetary. But Planetary, really, I want to keep it for the DJing side, you know, the club tracks, because the Planetary stuff, Peace Frog's not a big label that goes marketing, you know, and all that shit. It's purely, you know, he likes a record, he puts it out, and it's an underground record for DJs and people to dance to, and I love that. You know, and that's why I still do the stuff, because that's what it is. It's not trying to be any different, you know. With Mute, there's a lot of marketing and promotion and everything. And it gives me a chance to do something different and maybe like draw on some of the things I've wanted to do for a while. So that's really the split between the two things, you know. But I can't do one without the other, you know. I have to have them both, you know. This will be the last album I'll probably do that's just completely electronic. I know that. The next album will... I know what I'm doing for the next album, and it will involve other people. But that's really only because I get so bored of, you know, once I've done something, you know, it's not enough. I need to, okay, I've done that. I don't want to do the same thing again. I had this idea 10 years ago that I want to do that. Okay, I'll do it now, you know, because you can never do things when you want to do them. I think, oh, well, I'd love to do that, but I can't do it now. But maybe I can do it now, you know, 10 years later. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, and if it works with the crowd, you know, if I get the message across and they can hear what I'm trying to put into it emotionally, then that's good enough for me.
Niinhän se on, että ilman tunnetta musiikissa ei ole mitään. Ja yksi syy siihen, miksi Luke Slateria tuolla Roskidessa jahtasin, oli se, että halusin välttämättä tietää, mitä hänen mielessään liikkui Freak Funk-albumin ylimaallista lavraitaa tehdessään. Kysymys taisi kuitenkin olla hieman hämmentävä.
I'd been writing all night and I was looking for something. I was writing and it just wasn't happening all night. And I knew this, what am I missing? This, I'm not, you know, I couldn't quite grab onto what was wrong in the studio. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, I came up with the strings and I just burst into tears. And I cry quite a lot. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I mean, I don't just burst into tears when I walk into a supermarket, you know what I mean? But it's another emotion. But I just burst into tears and I thought, you know, this is the strings of heaven, you know? And then I finished off the track. But I think love is a painful thing, you know? It's like, I don't see love as being soul tracks with a girl, you know, like, oh, baby, baby, oh, you're so sweet. You know, I don't look at love like that. I look at love as being so such a deep thing, you know, that it tears on your soul, you know. And that was the closest kind of thing I've probably got to music, of writing something that had the same feeling for me, you know. It was just a moment, you know.
That's the rest of the night.
Kuuntelet Radio Mafian tiistain tanssilta. Studiossa Leena ja Luke Slaterin haastattelun ja Love Ride jälkeen tuli lisää brittikamaa. The Subjective ja Tremor. Tuo The Subjective, tietääkseni The Adventin poikain salanimi. Vilkaistaan sitten seuraavaksi, mitä löytyy tällä kertaa ilman sitä DJ-etuliitettä esiintyvän saksalaisen Hellin ensi kuussa ilmestyvältä Munich Machine-albumilta. Muun muassa tämä For Your Love.
We'll be right back.
hollantilainen Olav Basowski ja Beats You Up mukana Dave Angelin kasaamalla kokoelmalla 16 Shades of Tech Funk, niin kuin toi taannoinen The Subjectivin raitakin muuten. CD-versio levystä kulkee nimellä 39 Shades of Tech Funk, eli raitoja on enemmän, mutta se onkin sitten sellainen yhteen miksattu paketti. Kiitos muuten kaikille, jotka olivat semifinaalissa lauantaina. Sitä Jorin settiä lupailin tämän perjantain klubiin, mutta saas vaan nähdä. Meillä on nimittäin DAT-ongelma, joka ratkeaa lopullisesti huomenna. Voi olla, että joudutaan se Jorin osuus vielä lykkäämään myöhäisemmäksi, enkä voi kyllä tämän päivän vastoinkäymisten jälkeen paljon muuta sanoa kuin, että technology sucks. No, kannattaa tsekata tilanne netistä www.yle.fi kautta Radiomafia ja sieltä klubisivulta. Mä tiedotan sitten sitä kautta. Kuunnellaan joka tapauksessa tähän loppuun Jorin uunituore remix Thomas Gromin. Lauantaina Suomessa oli myös hänkin raidasta kootibaare ja sen jälkeen Dr. Bob Jonesin The Surgery. Moi moi!